مرحبا، Welcome to episode 16 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جبر، الهوست تبعكم. هيدا البودكاست إنتاج حصري لبوجو ميديا. قعدت على التيرس بالبيت تعمل my daily meditation الصبح. الطقس كان دافئ، شمس، السما زرقاء وفي هوا خفيف. بالأول بلش أتنفس من منخاري وأعمل exhalation من تمي while maintaining a soft focus. الهدف هون بطئ شوي أفكاري. بوجه في جبل كله خضار وشجر، والفوكس تبعي كان بهيدا السبيس. هو عم يطلع الهواء، الشجر كانت عم بتروح شمال ويمين. كل ليفل أو لير من الشجر synchronized، بس عم يعملوا different movement مع اللي أبعد منهم، بس كلهم surrendering للويند and trusting its force. وفي صوت عصافير بالdistance، أنواع مختلفة عم تعمل أصوات مختلفة. هيدا المشهد يلي كان بعقلي دغري قبل ما أكتب هيدي الحلقة، وسمهاو كتير حسيته لابق لهيدي الحلقة. ليه؟ بحياتنا دايماً في أصوات حلوة أو لا، في فورسز عم تحركنا، أوقات لمحلات بدنا إياها أوقات لا. بس ليه فعلياً ذكرني المشهد بهيدي الحلقة؟ لأن it felt like dancing. الطبيعة عم ترقص، نحن عم نرقص. يمكن طلعت الانترو كتير بواتك، بس أوقات الحياة تستاهل نكون شوي بواتك، مع أنه مش دايماً منفهم البوامز. Actually، من بعد ما كتبت هالجملة فهمت ليه كتبتها، وقدي كل تفصيل من حياتنا بيأثر على البرسبكتيف تبعنا. قبل بنهار مما أكتب هيدا الحلقة، A friend of mine قرتني بوام كتبتها اسمها Still. هاي مها؟ كنت عم قلها أنه although it's nice the state of mind يلي منصير فيها وقتا نقرأ poem، بس مش دايماً بفهم consciously شو عم بقرأ. وسمها وهلأ عم بحس إنه نفس الإحساس بحسه وقتا شوف حدا عم بيرقص أو حتى أنا أرقص. ما بدي كتير فلسف الأشياء، بس عبالي ناقش هيدا الموضوع مع جاد تانك. جاد is a Lebanese American choreographer, performing artist و designer. Hi جاد.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to Creative Scene.
Thank you very much.
قبل ما نبلش حديثنا بدي انت شوي تعرفنا عن حالك بطريقتك.
اوف اوكي هاي هاي كيفكم؟ I'm Jad Tank. I'm half Lebanese half American. بس بالاخر انه لشو الناشوناليتي، يعني بالاخر انه I've been around enough to say انه I don't belong to a country، بس مش الحال، هي غير موضوع. وايه انه I've صار لي تقريباً 10 سنين عم برقص. درست بالجامعة، actually درست رقص بالجامعة والسياسة، كيف جرت نيناتهم مع بعض ما بعرف، مش ووقتها صرت actually كنت بفتكر 3 سنين تقريباً 3 سنين ايه بنيويورك. ووقتها كنت بنيويورك كمان فتحت شركة interior design لأن كتير حبيت الديزاين والrelationship بين الجسد والspace. ففتحت الديزاين ستوديو تبعي كان اسمه ماسون اند تانك، وتانك ماي نيم اكيد، بس ماسون كان the last name of my professor بالجامعة who ended up making the company with me. So it was a very interesting collaboration. Yeah, هلا I'm here.
طب لنرجع على الموضوع الاساسي.
ايه
ليش ترقص؟
اوف اوف. Actually بفتكر عندي جواب. وقت كنت عم بدرس سياسة لاحظت إنه البوديوم اللي ال presidents وكل العالم they stand on وقت عم بيحكوا it's dead، يعني ما عم بيشتغل بقى هيدا التكنيك to communicate مع ال citizens تبع our country. وبل already كنت عم برقص هيك إنه لحالة بالستوديو تبعي or in the bedroom أو شيء هيك، ووقت بقول إنه كنت عم برقص لحال إنه مع Britney Spears، you know what I mean، like very very low key يعني. بس لاحظت إنه شفت actually a performance لبينا باوش، كنت عم باخد صف اسمه History and Philosophy of Dance. هاي وقتها كنت عم بدرس سياسة وكنت عم باخد هالصف، و the professor put a video لبينا باوش كافي ميولر. I watched 5 minutes of it and that was it. I said, this is it. هيدي هي. يعني, this is the way to communicate to people. It's through movement. So من وقتها.
So you communicate your thoughts, your feelings.
Communicate thoughts and feelings and abstraction in general. أنا I really love ال abstraction بالdance. هو الحلو وقتها كنت بالجامعة وكنت بعمل performances. ومن بعد البرفورمانس كان هيك أصحابي يعني in the audience بالجمهور وكنت بسألهم إنه كيف حوزت لألكون وعطول they were always كل شخص أخذ شيء unique من البرفورمانس ولاحظت من وقتها إنه الحلو مع دانس هو إنه everyone can come up with their own interpretation لحالهم وهيدا الشغلة is كتير كتير مهم خاصة هلا وقتها كلنا عم ننام وعم نفيق على نتفليكس where everything is told for us. The narrative يعني is spoon-fed to us. So ما ضروري نحن منفكر. يعني we don't have to put ourselves in the art. We sit back, بناكل البوبكورن أو التبولة ما بعرف شو هو بس and we just watch very passively.
Okay, so عندي هون a series of questions.
Okay, يلا. حاضر.
هيدا هي الانترو اللي I was trying to هيك وصلها أنه It's like reading poetry لألي أنه I read بحس حالي صرت ب a certain state of mind بس أول شيء ما بفهم ليش ما بفهم exactly شو قريت ما بفهم إذا اللي فهمته actually الـ author كان بده يقوله so هيك يمكن لأنه مثل ما قلت أنه تعودنا بحياتنا أنه we're fed الأشياء أو منحضر أشياء كتير أنه الكونسبتس تبعهم very very هيك كونكريت وبنال على شوي مثل أنه عقلنا بطل يستوعب يمكن يفتش على interpretation يلي بلاقيها مناسبة so أنت as a dancer how do you feel about هيدا أنه when you're trying to express something معقول العالم يتلقوها completely different أو ما يفهموها بس تحطهم in a specific state of mind do you like it or بتلاقي أنه ما عم تقدر توصل أفكارك
أول شيء that's a really good question by the way for it's an excellent question for a dancer just to let you know and a choreographer لأن I think وقتها بلشت مع الدانس والكوريوغرافي حسيت هالشغلة يعني I really felt أنه Yet why aren't they getting it? You know, like they're not understanding me. They're not understanding what I'm trying to, the story behind it. But the second I understood إنه هو الشغل الحلو إنه you put something out in the world, you create something for other people to do whatever they want with it. شوي مثل open source programs اللي هلا we're seeing them online. You literally create something for other people to take and create their own experience entirely with it. ووقت لاحظت هيدا الشغلة I know this sounds really crazy بس I feel like this is my relationship to birthing a child you know this is where I feel like I can relate to the process of being pregnant and birthing because وقت الولد when they grow up they go to the world they're not yours it's not a possession and they're their own unique identity that the world experiences and this is how I feel with the art
Okay. قناعتني actually جان.
Good, I'm glad.
طب خلينا ننسى part العالم how they're getting the ideas that you're trying توصلها or whatever story that you're trying to create. خلينا ناخدها من ميلتك as a choreographer and a dancer. So let's say you have this feeling or whatever state of mind that you're trying to express. كيف عادة البروسس بتصير to actually تحول فكرة أو إحساس or whatever to an actual movement
كثير حسيت حالي Miss Universe right now I'm like okay
world peace
حسب كيف بدي أقول لك كل مرة يعني حسب ال creation experience يعني every time I create it's a different process في مرات بلش بالستوديو وبلش مع الحركات الجسم I start moving around حتى يعني ما بتطلع بالمراية بس بحس انه what is it that I'm feeling وفي مرات بلش بال a notebook طبعي or عم بحضر شيء أو I'm seeing two people interacting and it inspires me So it really, يعني كل مرة it's a completely different entrance على the process of creativity. بس وقتها it becomes about movement. So regardless of متى بكون process تبع during the movement, the second بلش movement, I enter this interesting place where it's very ideokinesis for me. I'm moving the way that I'm thinking. So إذا مثلا I'm thinking of let's say هلا في a bunch of bottles of صنين حدة. I'm looking at them and I'm thinking about multiplicity. I'm thinking about the way movement happens multiple times and how it can repeat. I'm thinking about these things, and as I'm thinking, I'm moving with that thought in mind. Almost, I guess, the way somebody would write, like use their hands to write something, right? So it's the same. It's translating thought into movement. وفي مرات movement, they bring me to thought. So it's the most like four-dimensional experience ever, because مش بس عم تستعمل your head, you're using your body and the conversation بين ال brain and the body. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You can do it for hours. I don't know if that was an answer.
It was.
Great.
شفت recently الفيديو تبع فلاديمير كريميليان وين انت المين دانسر بالفيديو, وكتير ذكرني هالشي كمان بشو كنت عم قول بالانترو, خاصة انه موسيقى فلاديمير ما فيها lyrics, so كل الفيديو كتير قابل لحيلا interpretation. So يعني I know I've asked you this question, but let's take the specific project. Mm-hmm. You're actually يعني التاسك that you're كان مفروض تعمله هو actually مثل تحول الموسيقى لموفمنت أو to complement الموسيقى بموفمنت. يعني كيف الموسيقى والميوزيك بيلعبوا one specific role أو بيلعبوا different roles depending on the mood that you're trying to create?
Definitely, yeah. It's a great example to use. لأن نحنا بلشنا عبكر الصباح. We started filming. We did it all in one day. We started in the morning. We finished, I think, about 9 or something, or 10, I think, at night. المهم إنه كل مرة we did it as one take. So I would dance from the start of the music till the end of the music, and we would stop. And again, we would do it again, over and over and over again. The beauty about repetition is a few things. أول شيء بتعب. I think what happens when somebody gets tired, all of their inhibitions, all of their fears, everything goes away. لأن خلاص, you're too tired to think about it. So بالآخر الفيلمينج, it was the best. It was the most incredible experience ever. It's actually what they use the most بالفيديو, هو مع الألوان والفيديو البروجيكتور ورا that you see the multiplicity of me. الحلو مع Vladimir's music, أول شيء because it was absolutely beautiful. He sent it to me and I was in love. I fell in love with it. What's beautiful إنه you have the opportunity of complementing the music, like you said, where you're moving بزيت الوقت, يعني كل دقة, يعني كل note in the music, you try and emphasize it in the body. وفي مرات I wanted the music to just be the focal point. So مثلا بهيك, in this moment I would stop. I would close my eyes and they would be filming. And I would just let the music drive the audience. بزيت الوقت, in the same way actually, you know, the music is driving me. So it's like a pas de deux. You're having a pas de deux with the music, which is really nice. And you never want to outshine the music. You want to make sure and know you're having this beautiful, mutual, collaborative experience.
Cool. شكل الكولابوريشن هيك, it's like a topic or theme بيضل يطلع عندك بالحديث, خاصة وقت قلت يعني علقت الفكرة براسي انه وقت تعمل شغلة it's like birthing a child. You're just انه بتعطيها and it's بطلت لألك.
Yeah.
So it's coming and it's nice this topic كيف عم بي انه مع different subjects عم يرجع يطلع, so انه it shows your take on stuff. والشيء اللي انتبهت له كمان while هيك watching you dance, I don't know إذا هيدا شيء يعني it's like a style in dancing أو شيء, بس somehow it's like كل ال dance itself هيك كنت عم شوفها كأنه one movement هيك it flows, كأنه يعني مش إنه كأنه حركات ورا بعض, كأنه حركة واحدة طويلة extended in time and it just flows. يعني هيك it's really it's beautiful to watch. فكان بدي أشوف من ميلتك is it something you decided إنه this is the style أو لا it's حسب الغنية, لأنه يعني عم شوفها بكذا غنية so it's not really related to the type of music اللي عم ترقص عليها, بس more of like your character as a dancer. I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are. I also feel like I'm getting so much information from Nick, actually. Like, I'm taking notes here. I'm like, huh, okay, that's good to know. it's a technique. It is. I just have to say that. I was... أنا بلشت رأس يعني كتير هيك late in my life. Usually العالم ببلشوا when they're kids, you know? بس هلا, dancing to Britney Spears is not really a technique, بس... I came late. يعني أنا بلشت بالجامعة, so already I think I was around 19 when I started. I learned a lot of techniques from contemporary to modern, postmodern ballet, African, specifically Guinean, West African, house, hip hop. There's so many techniques that were thrown onto my body. بسرعة يعني بسنتين عملت الdegree. And I think اللي صار إنه أخذت كل شيء وكبيتهم هيك على جنب. I started to ask myself how, you know, وقت كبيت كل شيء على جنب سألت حالي شو ضل, you know, what remained, because the thing that remained هو الشغلة صغيرة مثل a seed, you know, حبة صغيرة, whatever that was, I needed to try and grow it inside my body. What resulted was this crazy, very quick الحركات مع my hands, مع my arms, the head, وبذات الوقت you still see this flow I find اللي عم جرب اخده من ال 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 رأى الشرقي, you know what I mean, this idea of الحركات بالخصر و how that goes up to the neck and comes back down to the hips and flirtatious almost in a way as well, very expressive. So أخذت كل هدول القصص و kind of I started to كل مرة بروح على studio I practice and practice and practice and try and come up with something new. So مثلا بالفيديو كليب تبع Vlad I used it, بس at the same time بسأل حالي إنه okay, بس what's working and what's not working, you know, بالتكنيك, you know, what's going with the music and what's not. And then مثلا with other work that I've done, digital work, like with video work, it's a completely different thing. But I guess my answer to you is going to be my technique is a spectrum of just fucked upness, so
okay.
Yeah. It's a new thing. That You'll works. See it in like 20 years. It's like a new, everyone's going to be doing it. There's ballet and then fucked up.
طب بتحس انه being a male choreographer, performing artist بالsociety تبعنا, بتجي هيك مع preconceptions وstereotypes وهيك heaviness؟
صراحة كتير قليل. بس I know why. Because as men, it's easier for us. We're privileged, especially in a patriarchal society, which the whole world is patriarchal, but we're privileged. So even in this particular case, أكيد هلا أنا, I'm lucky. You know what I mean? I come from a very liberal family and الأصحاب حواليا, they're very liberal, you know? بس بالآخر كمان لاحظت إنه if I were a woman trying to do something that a man does, I would be met with more resistance. Because we're harder on women as a society. And I find in a lot of ways, it's my duty, especially بالرأس, and إنه في كتير, خاصة بالتكنيك المودرن دانس, مبدئياً كلهم, the pioneers are all women. And so it's super important for me to highlight this. And actually, I'm in this particular case, a woman's world. And I want to keep it that way. I want to keep feeling like I'm a guest as a man that gets to come in and out. In honor of what women are doing. So I find actually it's been easier for me. I've been very, you know, lucky in that way. بس كمان مع luck, it's my obligation to show why. And it's because I am a man in a predominantly patriarchal world.
ما توقعت هاي منك انه you're in a, يعني هيدا الديسيبلين is a kind of territory للwomen. يعني
yeah,
that was unpredictable.
Oh, most of my professors too, you know, we're all female, and so lineage تبعي بالرأس هو it's a female lineage, And I love that. Akid, there were men. Of course, there were male teachers and they were amazing. And I'm in honor of them as well. But I actually find the domain of the body, the people who specialize the most in the domain of the body, jasad, is it's women. And I love that. I think we have so much to learn from women in that way. So as men.
طب على الويبسايت تبعك في هيك جملة شوي طويلة. I'm gonna read it.
Ooh, لأنه
بدي بدي تفسر لي إياها.
Okay.
So it's between quotes لأنه أنت عم تقول هيك. I'm approaching contemporary performance, art, design, creation as experiences capable of disrupting the global market as new forms of commerce. Everything on the site can be purchased, including the performances, photography, designs, consultation, and art direction. What is that?
It's not easy being an artist. No. I actually الشغلة اللي عم جرب أعملها هو إنه الفرق بين رأس وتنقول تمثيل. Acting مثلا حتى الأكتينج هو إنه dance predominantly exists على المسرح. معناتها ما في transaction commerce بلا الشخص يكون موجود. You know what I mean? مش مثل for example إذا واحد بيروح an actor وبيعمل she does let's say a movie, right? That movie she's present to do the actual acting. Afterwards, she receives the royalties every time the movie is played or anything like that. You know what I mean? Or in music as well, it's the same concept. More and more, it's getting difficult because of things like online streaming and stuff like that. So I understand that and I acknowledge that. But the difference is that dance, for example, it's not that we do a dance and the dance goes and lives on its own and the person doesn't have to be there to perform. It requires that you are there every single time. So I'm trying to liberate dance in a way, the same way, music was liberated with the cassette or the vinyl and then the CD and then the iPod and now Spotify or online streaming. I'm trying to see, is there a مجال إنه فينا نعمل زي الشغلة مع مش بس الدانس كتكنيك or كارت فورم, بس الدانسر as well, كجسد, كa person that's there and present. So yeah, I hope, yeah, I guess, I think, maybe. Also, it's hard being an artist.
So, يعني عم جرب أفهم شو عم جرب تقلي. So basically, أنا كل ما بدي أشوف حدا عم يرقص, somehow it's live.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's, it's the more commercial side of dancing, صح?
Correct.
لأنه بالmusic videos وكل هول الأشياء. So, okay, got it. Interesting. طب what about the mix between dancing and design? لأنه كمان بالأول بالإنترو when you were introducing yourself كنت عم بتقول أنه لقيت هيدي relationship between movement and space. فينا نحكي شوي أكثر عن هذا الموضوع to understand your take on it?
Sure, yeah. I hope this is going to make any sense at all. But I'll try.
You're an artist, we get.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's hard being an artist. No, it's actually lovely being an artist. I, as a choreographer, we enter the stage. What we're working with is space. We're working with negative space, positive space, the way the body moves in space. I've always loved interior design ever since I was younger as well. I rearrange my room like every month. Like anyone who knows me knows they're going to come home and they're going to see a whole different experience. The reason why I kind of decided to join these two together was because I found that there is something specific between designing and designing the way the body moves in space, which is what I'm going to put in like brackets here as dance, right? So dance can be designing the way the body moves in space. So I decided, how interesting would it be is a عملت combination بين هدول وشوف هيك experiments شوف كيف الكاستمرز تبعي بالانتيريو ديزاين would receive it. So بلشت هاد الشغلة مع جابرييل ماسون, my ex professor slash friend slash amazing guru slash human being who's incredible. We started to come up with ideas, how can we join these worlds together, how can we bridge them. we started to experiment. And we started to work with our clients. We had a few clients at first. ولكن ما no, استغربت كيف دغري. They loved it. They loved the approach. They felt it was so unique. It was a breath of fresh air because it wasn't specifically about how luxurious كان الكنبي أو الكرسي أو الأدوية. كان إنه كيف them as human beings, مثلا apartment. We had an apartment in the Upper West Side that we designed. We can one bedroom apartments. تعرف في نيويورك يعني الأبارتمنت قد ال ما بعرف it's tiny.
Small.
Very small. It's very small. We started to approach it in how they move in space, how they move in their apartments. Where do they like to spend the most time sitting and where do they like to spend the most time just walking? And we came up with a design based on this and it ended up being this like fantastic experience. And ever since it actually هلا مثلا وقت بعمل performances I'm at this stage where I'm doing the dramaturgy and كيف الستيج والسيتنج والست ديزاين all this stuff هلا بلشت يعني I start to take interior design and bring that world into the stage. So it's this beautiful feedback loop بين الانتير ديزاين والدانس.
Collaboration.
Yeah, it's oh there you go. It's a collaboration. Yeah, there you go. Hashtag collaboration.
Yeah. تعرف وقتها كنا يعني أنا I'm a graphic designer so بالجامعة كنا ناخد هول ال history of art والأشياء. كنت انتبه بالجامعة إنه most of the artists القدام كانوا ما كان في one discipline كانوا يتبعوها so painter بعدين sculptor بعدين something else بعدين something بعدين فجأة بيصيروا designers so يعني مثل إنه their art كان beyond disciplines beyond crafts. هلا artists are more إنه I do this and that's it. وأنت you're a bit more like يعني الارتست يلي they go beyond the craft أو discipline الأساسية و they're trying to express themselves across all disciplines أو discipline يلي بلاقوها يمكن مناسبة لو whatever they are trying to convey. Is it something done هيك consciously ومن ميلتك وبتحس ورأيك بالموضوع أنه ليه بتحس الارتست صاروا بس أنه one discipline and that's it, that's all I do.
Look, I suffer from FOMO, hardcore. Yeah, and مثلا هلا, for example, I'm working in augmented reality and virtual reality. I'm super interested by هدول ال what I like to call it's a new stage. It's a new space to actually create artwork in. والحلو بالAR VR إنه you're not bound by physics and you don't have to worry about anything in physics really. I want to say I really respect artists who can find that one thing, their shtick, as we say, you know, and stick to it. You know, I كتير إنه عطول I have envy of them. إنه خلاص they've found this one voice, and that's kind of where they want to speak from. You know, هلا in saying that, I think صراحة every artist finds inspiration من غير artwork, and in other artworks, other domains, other fields. Whether or not they partake in it, so whether or not, you know, a dancer also does sculpting or so on and so forth, that's up to them. It's kind of like which language do you want to use to speak? But I don't know. It's a tough question because I'm envious of people who can stick to one because I find that a lot of times their work, anjad, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful work. And in other times, I think it's important for artists to experiment, you know? To try other artworks, I guess in the startup business world, we would call it, oh my God, it just slipped my mind. Oh, here it comes. Disruption. So in that way, you know, I think it's important for many artists to disrupt their own artwork, their own approach to their art, and kind of like dip their toes a little bit, you know, yeah, why not?
Thank you, كتير جاد, for
yeah,
this lovely
you.
Conversation. وإذا بدكم تفاصيل أكثر عن هذا البودكاست شوفوا الويب سايت creativescene.me وحكونا عن إنستغرام creativescenepodcast تتعطوني رأيكم بالحلقة أو إذا عبالكم تقترحوا موضوع للأبسود جايين. كان معكم إليان جبر, شوفكم الجمعة الجاية.